Welcome to the M2I Alternative Investments Chat, where we demystify the world of alternative investments and financing for entrepreneurs and investors alike. With these discussions, we hope you're more empowered to unlock opportunities in your business or portfolio. Hello, and welcome to another episode of M2I Alternative Investments Chat. My name is Erin, and this is Erica, and we are your hosts today and every day that we do this show.
Today, one of us is missing. There might be something wrong.
Yeah, call the police. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that was inspired by an article that we read from Forbes, which was called The Great Wealth Transfer and What It Means for Women and for the World. This was written by Holly Corbett, and this article caught our attention for a few reasons. First off, we should address, what is the Great Wealth Transfer? So basically, as the baby boomer generation is aging and eventually will pass on, they will be passing along their wealth and to their beneficiaries.
Yeah.
Most of these, or many of these people, being women, which is very interesting. This also includes wives of baby boomers. It has been shown that the wives of the baby boomer generation tend to outlive their husbands. So therefore, they are the first to inherit this wealth that comes their way.
Yeah.
And then from there, obviously, it will continue to go down the line of family and other people that they decide to pass their wealth along to. It is anticipated that millennial women will inherit a bulk of it, many of these women being single women.
Yep.
So according to Investopedia, approximately $30 trillion.
With a T?
Will be changing hands from the baby boomer generation. And women are poised to inherit a lot of it.
Yeah.
This could put a majority of wealth in the United States into the hands of women, which would be historically unprecedented. Typically in the United States, men have been the people who have maintained the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we care about this? Besides the fact of the things I just mentioned, and also
that we're women.
Yes, exactly. The finance space is dominated by men. We know this. Men have traditionally had more money to invest than women, and financial advisors have therefore dealt with more male clients as opposed to female clients. And currently, most financial advisors are men. And women who are beneficiaries say that they are likely to invest the money that they acquire. So what does this mean? The landscape of the investment world is completely changing.
Yep.
There will be an entirely new demographic, demographic of clients to cater to.
Yeah. So women as investors, what do they want? What do they care about? Mm-hmm. No, we don't all want shoes and our hair done and our nails done and all that thing. You know, studies show that women tend to be more altruistic with their money and investments than men.
Mm.
Women may be looking for more impact investing. We've talked about that many a times.
Yep.
They want to use their money to help the greater good.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of these episodes on these women, and we're seeing that these companies are being grown by these women, and these are the reasons why. And then this is why we want to invest. We're helping each other. So in a nationwide survey of more than 2,000 affluent women done by we covered that one in our last episode, actually. It was revealed that investing for positive impact was among the top five priorities for generations, except for Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
who ranked paying off their student loans and splurging as higher priorities.
They're young. It's fine. Maybe someday they'll get there.
I remember my aunt paying off her student loans for friggin' ever, but hopefully that won't be us. So they want their investing in alignment with their life goals. Mm-hmm. Again, we've mentioned many times that women typically outlive men.
Yep.
And so our life goals are a little bit different.
Mm.
We touched on this last week, how women tend to invest in long-term goals they tend to invest in long-term other than short-term.
Mm-hmm.
They keep that in mind. For example, a female investor may have a goal of purchasing a house, and wants to build her portfolio in such ways that it help her achieve these goals.
Mm-hmm.
Always thinking about the future.
Right.
Then we want to talk about that risk tolerance, as mm-hmm. always. So women are less risky. Mm-hmm. Again, why we live longer. Men, take notes.
Exactly.
They're not willing to go for high-risk investments. Mm-hmm. So advisors need to take that in mind when they're dealing with their female clients. You know, they don't want to show them all those opportunities that are high risk, high reward. We like things that are a little bit more settled and, you right. know, a little bit long term. We also have financial confidence. It's been shown that women have less financial confidence than men, but
wonder why.
Yeah, because we're never taught anything. We're not allowed. But this makes sense because wealth has always been traditionally been held by and managed by men in the U.S.
Right.
You know, as we were talking about this episode before we were going, it's very frustrating that in the 70s, we still had to have our father or our husband's signature to get a credit card. Like, we weren't allowed these things. And so that's why we didn't know a lot of this. Well, times are changing, my friend.
Yeah.
So exactly. According to Investopedia, only 25% of women feel comfortable making financial decisions on their own. That's less than 15% of men. Again, it was the husband worked, the wife stayed home, the husband paid the bills, the wife does this. That's not how it is anymore. So as women are affected by the great wealth transfer, this is beginning to change. Mm-hmm. Again, all that money coming down, lots more ladies in here, so it's going to them. So women will have more money and will therefore have to become more financially confident,
yep.
which I have all the confidence in.
Yeah.
this is a huge opportunity for advisors. So they want to understand the female investors' demographics and help them feel comfortable. It's a new time to hop on a new demographic, as you said, new in quotes, and help people grow their wealth.
Yeah, exactly. It's really exciting. What does this mean for the alternative investment world specifically? It means more potential investors, which is really exciting. We already know that alternative investments are growing dramatically in popularity. Mm-hmm. And with new investors coming down the pipeline, new women with money that they are able to invest, there's a huge opportunity for the alternative world to explode. Because we have again, new in quotes demographic coming in, there is a huge opportunity. If we know that women really care about socially conscious investing, this is an opportunity for investments that align with that to just jump off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say jump off a cliff because that means down. I mean like a rocket go to
there
the
we
sky.
Go. That's there we right. go. I like it.
So with impact investing, we already said that this is a top five priority for many women. And this allows women to align their wealth building strategies with their values, particularly in areas like sustainability mm-hmm. and social good. Many women seeking impact investing as a way to support causes that they believe in while still generating their financial returns. So you're investing, you have a goal of trying to buy a house, but you also know that the dollars that you're investing is going to help somebody else.
Yeah.
Examples of alternative investments that fall into the impact investing category could be, this is of course, you know, a few examples, mm-hmm. not limited to this. Help a company that aligns with your values raise capital. Invest in debt offerings that can provide non-dilutive capital to these purpose-driven businesses that you like.
Yeah.
Invest in green bonds. They are used to fund projects that have positive environmental and or climate benefits. You can also invest in real estate projects that help provide affordable housing to those in need. Women want to build long-term wealth. They are looking for investment opportunities that help them achieve that. And some alts that exist in this space could be real estate, like physical properties or REITs, mm-hmm. or infrastructure like clean energy. And we know that alternatives help balance a traditional portfolio, and that can help protect against risks in the conventional market. Women will be interested in this to achieve the financial goals that they have in mind. So as an advisor, you have an opportunity to educate your new clients, women,
yeah.
Where they can invest their money in a way that is impactful and help them craft a portfolio that is in line with their values and also is in line with their risk tolerance and basically just their investor profile of course, not all women are the same.
Correct.
And not all of these investors are going to act exactly the same.
Yeah.
You will come across women who are more open to higher risk. This, of course, is just a poll, a study of the majority have reported this. So it's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah. So some of the great key takeaways about all this is that the great wealth transfer means more money in the hands of women.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. End episode. That's where I wanted it. More money for women. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
No. There'll be more female investors who value impact investing, wanting to build long-term wealth. And they want to make investments that align with their goals. Like we keep saying, like they see something that they like, they want to make sure that the future is taken care of and left better than they received this world. So those are things that they want to invest in. Advisors have an opportunity to learn more about the female investors and what they want. Take time to ask what makes, you know, what is exciting to them? What's important to them? That's how you're going to know where to drive those investments. You don't just want to be like, invest in this tech thing. And they're like, what?
Right.
I don't know what that is. Why would I do that?
Right.
So take the time to learn your client and then also help educate them and guide them to those types of investments that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
More women will be looking into alternative investments to diversify their portfolio. So this could create more buzz in the alts world because, again, we've had the pleasure of attending many conferences and all kinds of things, and it's a lot of gentlemen. Although I will say there's a lot more women every single time we go, and I love seeing that.
Yeah,
so
definitely. It's very exciting. And something that I wanted to mention quickly, I read some cool advice that I was, when I was doing research for this episode and looking into these different stats. And something that I read, which I apologize, I can't remember off the top of my head who said this, but basically if you're an advisor and you have a female client and you are trying to work with them to help educate them and build their portfolio, if you aren't getting calls back, if she isn't asking questions, if things are going quiet on her end of the line, you should try to figure out where those fears are. Because you have some of these women who potentially have never invested before, or if we're talking about some of these women whose husband has died, who has traditionally taken care of all of the finances in the home, you have someone who has the ability to absolutely become financially confident, but needs some education to become, to develop that confidence over time. So be aware of that and just empathize and figure out where that fear is coming from. And I guarantee you, things will go a lot better. You might see that person opening up a lot more.
I really like that because I think sometimes it's perceived as they're not smart.
Yeah. Or women don't care about
it. Or don't care or any of this. But yeah, maybe it's fear because this is their first time ever having to dive into this world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So be nice, boys.
Yeah, be nice. And women, if you're interested in becoming an advisor, you know, you might have more clients like you that are walking through your door. So
I love that. I love that more than anything.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to like and subscribe to hear more from us. This was a bit of a different episode focusing on a specific article, which is kind of cool. So maybe we'll dive more into some current topics like that we see as alts continue to become the talk of the towns.
Yes. And in the great words of Beyonce, who runs the world?
Girls.
See you next time.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more insight on our next episode. And don't forget to subscribe to continue the journey with M2I. See you next time.
Content provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional financial or investment advice. This podcast should not be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy any securities. We strongly recommend that you seek advice from a qualified professional before making any financial decisions.